It is the Friday Show. Neil Atkinson in the room with Chris Barber, with Ben Anderson, and with John Gibbons. We will get on to talk about Chelsea and Villa with Chris and Ben, respectively. We'll do a little bit on the Mighty Boys in Red as well with John. But it's fair to say it's one of them at the minute, John, where I've got no real conception of when we last played and who we played against.
I know, it takes some working out, doesn't it? Because you're like, is it a week since we played? No, 10 days, then it'll actually be a cheeky fortnight in the end, which...
Did we draw against Newcastle?
Yes, we did. Yeah,
what a pro!
1-0. That's what it was. The 1-0 draw to follow up the other 1-0 draw on the Monday before. Another late equaliser against the Reds. So that's why it's hard to distinguish these games, because they're all so similar. But 2 weeks without the Reds. A lot's happened since then. But you know, the Champions League all finished. They decided enough was enough, and ended at the quarterfinal stage.
A really smart move that they stopped the Champions League dead in its tracks. There is no more Champions League for anybody. No soup for you. There is
too much of a risk, wasn't it? Flying all those people to Istanbul for a final.
Yeah.
So I've just put my shirt on from last night. Something happened to me last night.
Leicester are up against Newcastle United as the first one of the weekend. It's one with ramifications at both ends of the table, Ben, Leicester versus Newcastle, but simultaneously you sort of feel like it won't have, in that somebody might win, it might be a draw, but nobody else around either Leicester or Newcastle at either end of the table will be anywhere near good enough to get their shit together to punish anyone who does anything wrong.
It's not one of the highlights, is it, of the weekend coming up, I don't think. I think it's pretty clear cut that Leicester are probably going to have a good game. Newcastle probably aren't. I think for me, it's the individual performances I'm interested in there. I just want to see if Kelechi Iheanacho keeps going. What a season he's been.
It's berserk. Where's it come from?
Yeah, unbelievable. I've got him in a fantasy team. I'm thinking about putting the captain's armband on him until suddenly Man United have got three fixtures. Now Liverpool have got two. But it's going to be, it'll be fine, I think. I can't expect too many fireworks from that one.
It's the Kelechi Iheanacho thing, Chris, has become like, there's always, I think it, really weirdly, there's always one player every year who either firstly reminds you that you shouldn't write off players when they're under 23, which is a thing, and I think it's a thing that we all do. But also, it feels very 1998 that there's a player that's gone absolutely berserk. Kelechi Iheanacho might go on and be a great of the game, or he might be this year's Ian Marshall. What's it going to be?